On previous days, Saroji explained how one should be noting the object based on the Satipatthana Sutta, the benefits of Satipatthana practice. And by listening attentively, yogis have understood the talks. And today also, Saroji will explain the benefits by being able to note the object. When noting the object, whether it is the kaya, the bodily actions, or vedana, feelings and sensations, citta, thoughts and imaginations, or dhamma, general objects, among these field of objects, whatever the object that is arising at the present moment, one should be mindful of them. And in order to be anupassana, in order to be observation closely, repeatedly, again and again, Buddha explained how one should be noting, and Buddha explained what it means by observing repeatedly over and over again. When practicing such as kaya nupassana, there are three words being used to explain: atapi, sampajano, and satima. The objects that are arising, they are impermanent, suffering, and non-self. The kaya, they are asubha, they are foul, and one should, they are loathsome, and one should know them as loathsome. And among these objects, whatever it is, kaya, the bodily actions, or vedana, feelings and sensations, or citta, thoughts and imaginations, or dhamma, the general objects, whatever object arises, one should note them by mentally labeling them and noting them. And whatever object that arises passes away, and thus they are anicca, impermanent. When there is birth, there will be death, and when there is arising, there will also be passing away. Something that passes away is included in the list of things that are no good, and there is dukkha, suffering. And things are happening in its own accord due to the circumstances and conditions. And in these objects, there is no jiva atta, there is no individual soul, there is no person, being, self or soul. They are not atta, but they are anatta, non-self. And as the body is made up of parts such as head hair, body hair, toenails, fingernails, the body is compiled of these body parts, hair, nails, and so on, and they are asubha, they are loathsome. At the moment the object arises, one should be noting them with ardent effort, with sustained mindfulness, so that the mind will be calm, collected on the object, and one will discern correctly. Being mindful of bodily actions is kaya nupassana. Being mindful of feelings and sensations is vedana nupassana. being mindful of the sensations, it's vedana nupassana. Being mindful of thoughts and imaginations is citta nupassana. Being mindful of general activities is dhamma nupassana. So Buddha taught the four fields of objects to be noted. And one should be mindful of these objects the moment they arise, and it is anupassana. So there are the nature of impermanence, suffering, non-self, and loathsomeness. These are the four nature in the nama, in the rupa. Just as a person is called by four names, in the same way, the kaya, vedana, citta, and dhamma, they are impermanent, suffering, non-self, and loathsome. And one should be mindful of this kaya in order to know it as impermanent, suffering, non-self, and loathsome. And it is kaya nupassana. Being mindful of the feelings and sensations in order to know them as impermanent, suffering, non-self, and loathsome is vedana nupassana. Being mindful of the thoughts, imaginations, in order to know them as impermanent, suffering, non-self, and loathsome is citta nupassana. Being mindful of general objects, in order to know them as impermanent, suffering, non-self, and loathsome, is dhamma nupassana. But mainly, the kaya nupassana is mainly explained. The person who does not know the seven benefits of satipatthana practice will not have faith and confidence in the practice. Even if one has faith and confidence in the practice, one might not have the desire to gain these benefits. Even though the person may have the desire to gain these benefits, but if they don't practice diligently, then sati, samadhi, and panya, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom will not be cultivated. And such kind of person are lacking bhavana, mental development practice. And such kind of person who is lacking bhavana thinks highly of their kaya, they think highly of their body. Such kind of person who is lacking bhavana think that throughout one's whole life, it is the same body. And when there is the continuous flowing of water, the old water flowing, new water coming, but as they are water, people think of it as the same water. Every day, there is seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, bending, stretching. And thus, people think that it is all the same. They think that things are permanent. Seeing or taking as permanent is knowing wrongly, thinking the impermanence as permanent. It is wrong view, and one does not know correctly, one knows wrongly. Not knowing the impermanence as impermanent, one does not know correctly, and there is knowing wrongly. And also, they think highly as things are pleasant. They think that seeing is good, hearing is good, smelling, tasting, touching is good, bending, stretching is good. In this way, they think of these things highly as good and pleasant. And also, they believe that in oneself, there is the governing thing that is able to see, hear, walk, eat, and they think that it is the soul that is governing in oneself. They believe that there is the living soul. They believe it as jiva atta, the individual soul in the person that is governing, being able to see, hear, and so on. Such kind of wrong belief in soul is not only in the other religion or other beliefs, but also in some Buddhists, even some monks still have these wrong views. And for ones who only know the theory without practice, will still have the wrong view of soul. And they believe that even though the body perishes, the soul will still be there and it will move on to the new body. And people believe as human, man, woman, person, being, it is the wrong belief, believing as being or person, and believing as there is the living soul, it is jiva atta, the wrong view of individual soul. It is called atta, the soul, and in Hindi, it is called as atama. And in the Nyaya book, there mentions how they believe in atta. And Saroji will explain how the Nyaya explain atta for your general knowledge. Jnanadikaranamata, meaning that atta is where the knowledge dwells or where the knowledge is situated. So in this way, they believe that the five aggregates or the atta is where the knowledge is located. And sa duvido, meaning there are two attas. The first one is jiva atta, the living soul or the individual soul. And the second is parama atta, the supreme soul. Among these two, they define the parama atta as esaro, meaning the supreme soul has the power of governing, controlling the world. And they believe that the Supreme Soul is governing, controlling animate and inanimate things. If the Supreme Soul control the being to live, the being lives. If the Supreme Soul control the being to die, the being dies. In this way, they define the Parama Atta as the one who governs and controls. And Sabba knew, they believe that the Supreme Soul knows everything that should be known. And there is no two. Eko Ewa, meaning that there is one and only Supreme Soul. And also, Sukha Dukha Dirahito, meaning the Supreme Soul does not have happiness or sadness. There is no suffering. So they believe that the Supreme Soul does not have physical, mental happiness, or it doesn't have physical, mental suffering. And there is no definite form or shape of the Supreme Soul. If they take the Supreme Soul as the Mahabrahma, Saraji explains that the body of the Mahabrahma is very delicate, that the ones that are lower cannot see the Mahabrahma. In this way, they believe that the Supreme Soul is neither happy nor sad, and they believe that there is no definite form or shape. In the Buddhist texts also, there are mentions about Mahabrahma. Mahabrahma thinks highly of himself as the creator that has great power. And the other Brahmas that are lower than him also take him as the creator. And when these Brahmas are reborn as human, and when they attain the Devachakku, divine eye, and when they reflect, they will still see the Mahabrahma that is still living, as Mahabrahma has a very long lifespan. So people take him as the creator, and they think that it is the Mahabrahma who is creating. In this way, the creator beliefs come into existence. Jivata patisarira, meaning that in each and every being there is the living soul. And vibhu, meaning the individual soul has its special power. And they believe that having eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, and the mind alone, one will not be able to see, hear, smell, taste, touch, and know without the atta. So they believe that only if atta is there, there will be seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and knowing. And they believe that without atta, one will not see at all, hear at all, and so on. So just as when one cuts the wood, one needs the saw or an axe to cut the wood. In the same way, they believe that there should be atta in order that the person sees, hears, smell, taste, touch, and know. And without atta, one will not see or hear at all. So this is how they believe about the individual soul. And they also believe that the atta of beings differ from one being to another. For example, the atta of a small insect such as a flea or an ant will be small, And as an elephant has a big body, the atta of an elephant will be big. In this way, they believe that the size of the atta is proportionate to the size of the body of the being. When Buddha came into existence, Buddha taught that there is no atta. The nama rupa does not have atta in it, and nama rupa themselves are not atta, but there is anatta, non-self. Things do not happen according to one's wishes. The nama rupa, mind and matter, arise and pass away. They are constantly arising and passing away. They arise and pass away, and nobody can do anything to stop it. And things are suffering. There is no good, no pleasantness, and things do not happen according to one's wishes. So the belief of atta, taking that things happen according to one's wishes, such kind of belief existed even from the beginning of the world. And if they are told that there is anatta, they do not like it because they take it as atta. So if they are told that there is anatta, it's like cursing them. But Buddha taught anatta so that beings will know the truth. And Buddha bravely taught that the nama rupa are not atta, and there is no atta in the nama rupa. In this way, Buddha bravely declared anatta, non-self.
Pirati jivata lego tamyo gongju thara jidira ne chocha amyashi nire tuye tiya pita yudhina nega
And they praise the jiva atta as permanent. And if the body where the atta dwells perishes, the atta will still be left and will move on to the next life. Buddha taught that the nama rupa in the beings are anicca, impermanent, and dukkha, suffering, and anatta, non-self. So these nama rupa, they are not atta themselves, and there is no atta in these nama rupa, and they are the dhamma. And there is no assurance in these nama rupa, as they are impermanent, suffering, and non-self. But people think themselves highly, as I am beautiful, I am handsome, my face is beautiful, my eyes, my eyebrows, my nose, my cheeks, my chin, are beautiful, my hands, fingers are beautiful. And especially the women, they think they're beautiful and they think highly of their beauty. A person who is not mindful of the nama rupa, at the moment the nama rupa are arising, such kind of unmindful person will take things as good and pleasant. Even though the nama rupa are asubha, loathsome, but not being mindful of them, one does not know them as loathsome, but they take it as good, pleasant, and beautiful. So they are just seeing the opposite of the loathsomeness. And Not only that they think highly of themselves, but they think highly of other animate and inanimate things they see in the surrounding. So such is very widespread, and especially one thinks highly of the opposite sex and being attracted. The nama rupa that people are thinking highly of, they are impermanent, suffering, and non-self. So in order to see the nama rupa, in order to see the impermanent, suffering, and non-self of the nama rupa that they think highly of, it is not easy but difficult to see the impermanent suffering and non-self in the nama rupa. In life, there are things that cannot be seen by the naked eyes. The things that can be seen by the naked eyes has to be looked with the help of glasses, magnifying glass, or binoculars. In the same way, the nama rupa that people are taking as permanent suffering and non-self, in order to see the truth as the impermanent suffering and non-self, yogi needs the help of instrument or gadgets in order to see the impermanent suffering and non-self in the nama rupa. The instruments or the gadgets yogi need in order to see the impermanent suffering and non-self are atapa, the ardent effort, practicing with ardent effort, full of alertness, readiness, activeness in the noting, and there is sustained mindfulness. One should be noting the object with sustained mindfulness and collectedness of the mind, samadhi, and sampajanya, the clear knowledge, in order to see the impermanent suffering and non-self. So in order to discern the impermanent suffering and non-self, one should strive hard in the practice. Every time the object arises, one should note it with ardent effort so that mindfulness will be sustained on the object, the mind will fall calm and collected, and one will discern the impermanence as impermanent, suffering as suffering, and non-self as non-self. In this way, Buddha showed the instruments or the gadgets that are needed in the practice in order to discern. The naked eyes cannot see things clearly, and if one cannot see, one needs to use glasses. Just ordinary glass will not be able to magnify the thing that is not clear. So one needs prescription glasses. So one needs the prescription according to the weakness of his or her eyes. And even a prescription glass is not good enough to see very small, minute things. So in order to see small, minute things clearly, one needs a powerful magnifying glass. For example, a power magnifying glass will magnify the thing 10 times, 20 times, and so on. With the help of the magnifying glass, one will be able to see small, minute things in detail. In the same way, the nama rupa, they are very subtle. In order to discern them distinctly, One needs the magnifying glass of viriya, sati, samadhi, and panya, effort, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. And Buddha taught kaya, kaya nupassi viharati. In order to observe kaya as kaya repeatedly, one should have the mental strength, which is mentioned as atapi, sambajano, and satima. Just as one needs the prescription glasses or the magnifying glass, in the same way, in order to discern the impermanent suffering and non-self and the loathsomeness, one needs the magnifying power of viriya, sati, samadhi, and panya, effort, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom. The things that are concealing, hiding the impermanent suffering and non-self and loathsomeness are the hindrances. The nivarana hindrances are hiding, concealing the impermanent suffering, non-self, and loathsomeness. And these hindrances obstruct the wholesome mind from arising. They are obstructing so that high-class wholesome mind cannot arise. And these hindrances, they also obstruct the cultivation of knowledge, and they weaken the knowledge. Having viriya, sati, samadhi, and panya, having effort, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom, one will be able to drive out the hindrances. When the hindrances are driven out, the mind becomes very pure, clean, and one will be able to discern the impermanent suffering, non-self, and the loathsomeness. And in order to discern, one should use the help, the magnifying power of viriya, sati, samadhi, and panya every single second, so that one will discern the nama rupa in a very clear-cut manner. And this will be all for today. Sadhu, sadhu.